Yesterday we mentioned the Shiloh with regard to whether one is permitted to ascend onto Har HaBayis or not. We mentioned the Mishnah in first parak of Maseches Kelim, which tells us that when it comes to ascending onto Har HaBayis, one who is a Zav, a Nida, a Yoledes, or as the Gemara Pesachim Samach Zayin adds, a Baal Keri as well, is forbidden to ascend onto Har HaBayis. We mentioned that perhaps from that perspective alone, if one is very careful to undergo a proper tevila, and he could become tahar from Tumas Keri, maybe that would rectify that concern. Although we mentioned that some poskim are concerned that perhaps someone is, without knowing it, a zav, and a zav requires tevila in Mayim Chayim, in a spring, not just in a stama mikvah. Maybe one doesn't have to be choshet, he became tamei Tumas Ziva. But even more concerning that than the ascending onto Har HaBayis when one is able to be tova from Tumas Keri, we mentioned that the Mishnah speaks of the Isser of one who is Tamei Meis to ascend into certain parts of the Makam HaMikdash. And that you can't rectify Bismanazeh. We don't have Paraduma. We can't be Metahar oneself from Tumas Meis. And therefore, even if one were to be Tovel from Tumas Keri, we still remain Tamei Tumas Meis. One would not be allowed to ascend up to the part of the Har HaBayis where the Mikdash stood. Now, to be a little bit more specific in this regard, the Rambam Hilchos Beis HaBechir, Perek Zayin, Halacha Tesvav, tells us that although a Tamei Meis is allowed to enter onto Har HaBayis, nonetheless, says the Rambam, one of those Tamei Meis may not enter into the area known as the Chel, and then beyond that point, the Ezras Nashim, there says the Rambam, also certainly one who is Tamei Meis may not enter into the Ezras Nashim. And if one who is Tamei Meis goes so far as to the Ezras Yisrael, that's even further, then he's actually going to be Chayev Karis. So it's also to enter, when one is Tamei Meis, into the Chayel, into the Ezras Nashim, and then into the Ezras Yisrael. And one who enters the Ezras Yisrael is going to be Chayev Karis for doing so. So one runs the risk of a very, very serious Isser if one is Tamei Meis, which we all are nowadays, and one ascends so far as to enter into the area that was once the Ezras Yisrael. And we mentioned yesterday the debate amongst contemporary poskim whether one can with confidence declare, I know where I'm going, I'm not going anywhere near as far as the Makam HaMikdash, I'll be Tolel, I'll become Tar from Tumas Keri, I'm only going into Har HaBayis, I'll avoid anywhere close to the Makam HaMikdash. Is that sufficient justification to allow one to enter Har HaBayis with Manazeh? Or are we worried for potential catastrophe, so to speak, spiritually speaking, if that leads to others to go too far into the area where one who's Tamei Meis may not enter? As an extension to that discussion, poskim have a fascinating machlokas with regard to, forget for the moment, ascending Har HaBayis. Am I allowed to even put kvitloch into the kosel? Am I allowed to touch the kosel? Am I allowed to stand mamish right by the kosel? Now, what would be the concern? The concern, building off of our discussion yesterday, is the following. We mentioned yesterday and just now that one who is Tamei Tumas Keri may not enter onto Har HaBayis. Well, the Kosel, which is the wall of Har HaBayis, there's a lot of indentations, a lot of nooks and crannies, a lot of holes in the Kosel wall. Placing my kvittel into the Kosel cracks, is that perhaps extending my hand or part of my hand beyond that point where the Har HaBayis officially begins? If the Kosel is the wall of Har HaBayis, then one might argue that putting my hand into the wall, even partially, is partially entering, so to speak, by way of my hand, the area known as Har HaBayis. When you consider especially the fact that we know that the Kosel wall extends far, far further down than where we stand, and the stones as you descend downward get bigger and wider, well then maybe when I'm standing up against the coastal wall on the plaza, I'm actually standing above where the stones below me extend. Maybe I'm, once again, partially entering into that area that is considered Har HaBayis. And by doing so, without having gone to the mikvah previously, am I in violation of this Isser of a Baal Keri entering into Har HaBayis? And this is a subject of a great deal of debate. So, for example, There's a sefer called Mishkanos La'avir Yaakov, written by Avhilo Moshe Meshel Gelbstein. I don't know who that is, but he was from Bialystok and eventually apparently made his way to Eretz Yisrael, a contemporary of the Avnezer, lived well over 100 years ago. His tshuva, it's a sefer on Maseches Tamid, with a lot of Piske Halacha related to Makom HaMikdash. And this sefer is quoted in sefer Har HaKodesh, which is written by a more contemporary, Rav Moshe Nachum Shapiro. Also dealing with all the dinim related to Makom HaMikdash, Har HaBayis. So in this sefer, Mishkanos Avri Yaakov, he writes the following. He says that Maharil Diskin told him, so he lived over well 100 years ago, 1900 approximately. Maharil Diskin told me, he writes, and he's quoting Maharil Diskin after Maharil Diskin's death. So early 1900s. Maharil Diskin told me that his opinion is that one is not allowed to extend his hand into the kosel. So you figure you can take a kvittel, put it all the way in so it's not going to fall out. It'll stay there for as long as it can. Maharil Diskin told Rav Hillel Gelbstein, usser. Why would it be usser? So he explains by quoting a concept found in Meseches Zvachim Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. The term is Bia B'miktzas Shma Bia. Partial entry is considered entry. So if I'm not allowed to enter onto Har HaBayis because I'm Tomei Tumas Keri, then even partial entry, the Gemara Zvachim says, is usser. The Gemara there speaks about a Tomei who extends his hand into the Makom HaMikdash, where he's not allowed to enter, into the Azara. And the Gemara says, Resh Lakish says, he gets Malkus, because Bia B'miksa Shma Bia. If he can't enter the Azara when he's Tameh, then he can't even extend his hand into the Azara when he's Tameh. So says Maharil Diskin, since Bia B'miksa Shma Bia, therefore, one is not allowed to put his hand into the Kosel Maravi. And this Rav Hillel Moshe Gelbstein then writes that a relative of mine, Rav Nutter Hirsch, told me that when he told Maharil Diskin that there are these nooks and crannies, and that's why Maharil Diskin did not know this, but he told Maharil Diskin that there are nooks and crannies in the kosel, and people put their hands in, and he even said they put their begotten in there, into these nooks and crannies of the kosel. So he says, Maharil Diskin trembled. And he said, even if there's no Isra Me'ila getting Hana from the Kosel, which itself is a question in Poskim, but aside from Isra Me'ila, said Maharil Diskin, he said, it's also because of Bia B'miktzas Shmei Bia. And then Mishkanos Avraham Yaakov quotes Hagon Rabbi Shaya, who lived in Yerushalayim. Maybe he's referring to Rabbi Shaya Bardaki, I'm not sure, doesn't specify. But he says that when Rabbi Shaya was in Yerushalayim, he was afraid to even walk up to the Kosel, which in those days was a relatively narrow street, alleyway, because he was afraid he might forget and put his hand into the nooks and crannies of the Kosel. He was worried about this Isser of Bia B'miktzas Shmei Bia. So writes Mishkanos Avraham Yaakov, quoting Maharil Diskin, based on the Gemara Zvachim Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. One looks in of Tukhachinsky's multi-volume set, Ir HaKodesh V'HaMikdash, Chelek Dalet, Perek Zayin, and if Tukhachinsky also acknowledges there were Rabbanim Gedolei Yisrael, he writes, who were afraid and scared others from putting their hands into the holes of the Kosel if they had not been Tovel in Mayim Chayim, which would again be Metar them in case they were Tomei Tumas Keri, Tumas Ziva. And he writes even Rav Echad, he doesn't say who, Hirish Al Ze Olamos. One Rav made a rash about this. He tried to ask everybody for putting their hands into the Kosel. I saw quoted also in Sefer HaRakodesh that the Aderes, Rav Kook's father-in-law, also felt it was forbidden to put kvitloch into the kosel for this very reason. However, Rav Tukhachinsky writes, he says, Chalila lasos es kol kahal Yisrael hamishtateach al hakosel letoim b'inyan zeh. How can you say that there's such an isser? That means Gans Kol Yisrael who come up and they put their hands in the kosel, they lean their heads in the kosel. Again, leaving aside the Isra of Me'ila for the moment. Leaning on the kosel, then Isra of Hana. Leaving that aside. How can it be said, Mr. Kaczynski, that everyone who puts their hands into the nooks and crannies of the kosel comes right up to the kosel, is over this Isra of Bia B'miksa Shmei Bia? How could that be? See, he's not so quick to jump on the bandwagon of the Osrim. Now, important to note that once upon a time, people were not so cautious with the kosel and taking chips off the wall for souvenirs, even scrawling their names on the kosel. You look at the old pictures of the kosel from the early 1900s, you see people writing names on the kosel. That's not so posh that people were always so careful as they should be, perhaps, with regard to the Kedushas HaKosel. That could be, but that doesn't mean it's right to do so. That's my point. Meaning, lav dafka, that everyone who was writing names in the kosel asked the shaila first. So, nonetheless, Rav Tkachinsky is hesitant to aser what became, obviously, a minug ha'olam. And the truth is, one looks in Sefer HaRakodesh from Rav Moshe Nachum Shapiro, and he writes that the Maharal Diskin himself, who initially said it was aser, ultimately changed his mind, and eventually it was so pashut be'enov that it's mutter, he says, that he didn't even want to discuss it. He said it was pashut. Question is why? If in fact, bia b'miktsah shmei bia, partial entry, putting your hand into the Azara is like entering the Azara, and if in fact one who is tamei tumas keri cannot enter harabayis, so why then would I be allowed to put my hand into the kosel's nooks and crannies? So Sefer HaKodesh quotes Maharal Diskin said as follows. He said, l'shitaso he held that the kosel ha-maravi and all of the walls of harabayis lo niskadshu klal b'kdushas harabayis. They're beyond the perimeter of the area of harabayis that was kadosh. And therefore, says Maharal Diskin, he feels that the Kosel Maravi doesn't have the Kedusha of Harabayis at all. It's beyond that, the perimeter of the area of Harabayis that is Kadosh. So writes Sefer HaRakodesh B'Shem Maharal Diskin as one Svara Lahatir. Avnei Nezer, in a tshuva to the author we mentioned earlier, to Rav Gelbstein, Avnei Nezer Yeredeya, Tafnun, Tafnun Aleph, Tafnun Beis, has three consecutive tshuvas, to Rav Shlomo Zalman of Lublin, the author of Taras Chesed, and also to this Rav Gelbstein. And Avnei Nezer writes, he says, he thinks it's permissible. He thinks it's permissible to put your hands into the nooks and crannies of the kosel. Why? So, number one, says the Avnei Nezer, he thinks that when we speak of Kedushas Harabayis, we mean the ground level of Harabayis. Where we stand by the kosel, where are we in relation to Harabayis? Harabayis ground level is a much higher elevation. We're lower down than the ground level elevation of Harabayis. We're what we would call opposite the, under the Harabayis. And Avnei Nezer holds that there is no Kedusha that far down under what would be the ground level of Harabayis. So he quotes Minchas Chinuch that Harabayis is not Kadosh all the way down, so to speak, and therefore by the bottom of the coast where we stand, there's no Kedushas Harabayis. Secondly, says Avnezer, even if we paskin in Zvachim Lamed, Beis and Abeis, that Bia B'miktsah Shmei Bia, putting your hand into the Azara when your tummy is like entering the Azara. That's with regard to the Azara. Who says the same applies to Harabayis? Different standards, different areas. Lav Dafka, just because I can't put my hand into the Azara when I'm tummy, that doesn't mean I can't put my hand into the Harabayis when I'm tummy. So Avnezer argues that the whole premise of Bia B'miktsah Shmei Bia doesn't apply to the Kosel HaMaravi and the Har HaBayis. And finally says the Avnei Nezer, even if Har HaBayis extends to the Kosel, and even if it's Kadosh all the way down to that point of the Kosel, who says the actual thickness or width of the wall is Kadosh? Maybe the other side of the wall is Kadosh, but in the wall itself, as long as you don't stick your hand all the way through, which nobody does, that also says the Avnei Nezer is a reason l'hakel. So Avnei Nezer himself is makel on this shayla. And Sefer HaRakodesh quotes Shlomo Zalman Arbach, who told him that we never saw people being nizhar bazeh, and hamachmir yachmir la'atzmo, one who wants to be machmir, well, there certainly are poskim that hold one should be machmir, but yachmir la'atzmo, it should not be a publicly proclaimed isser. Certainly many poskim hold that's mutter, one wants to be machmir should be machmir for himself.